His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A federal appeals court decision this week has upheld a series decision to award former student $41.5 million in a lawsuit against the Hotchkiss School. Kara Munn was a 15-year-old freshman back in 2007 when she contracted tick-borne encephalitis during a school-sponsored trip to China. The illness left her crippled and unable to speak. A three-judge panel of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected claims of a flawed trial raised in an appeal filed by the private boarding school. It's unclear whether Hotchkiss will settle the case with a payment which would be used for Munn's care. Hotchkiss still has the option of requesting an en blanc review, asking the entire Second Circuit to hear the case rather than three judges. The school has until February 20th to respond. The Resorts World Catskills, New York State's new $1.2 billion casino, has opened its doors. It opened yesterday morning with patrons filling the casino's vestibule waiting to get in. Some came all the way from Massachusetts to be the first in line, while others had been waiting for this day for decades in New York State. The Resorts World Catskill features 130 table games, 2,150 slot machines, over 100,000 square feet. The property as a whole is 1.6 million square feet, including about 100 rooms in a hotel that were available as of yesterday, with more coming later this month. The resort is expected to open an indoor water park in early 2019, and its Reese Jones-designed golf course later that spring. Community Conversation Session 2, Future Educational Opportunities for Falls Village, a structured discussion for citizens and taxpayers of Falls Village, will happen 6:30 till 9 at the Falls Village Senior Center. Child care on-site provided by the Lee H. Cotton School 8th grade, RSVP, get that child care at cahn@kelloggschool.org. It's being hosted by the Board of Education. Questions? Contact Kristen at 860-824-7791. Mount Everett's Cabaret is coming up tonight, February 9th and 10th at 8 o'clock with dinner in the elementary school cafeteria. It is a music department fundraiser presented by the high school music department. The Sheffield Historical Society welcomes Doug Crane to Dewey Hall to give a talk on the history of the Crane and Company, producers of fine stationery and paper supplier to the U.S. Treasury for over a century. The talk at Dewey Hall begins at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. Refreshments will be served. Well, it's Jump Fest weekend. More information available at jumpfest.org, but it kicks off tonight. Friday Night Lights target jumping begins at 7 p.m. Immediately following that competition, the human dog sled race. Of course, there'll be hot refreshments for you that evening as well. Sharon Audubon will present an introductory workshop on maple sugaring on Saturday from 10 till noon at the Audubon Center on Route 4. Anybody interested in making maple syrup this spring but not sure what or how to start is invited. A fee is $10 for Audubon members, $15 for non-members. Contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108 to register. Jump Fest continues on Saturday, jumpfest.org. The ski jumping will take place on 20 and 30-meter hills. The big jump competitors begin at 11 with their practice, and the competition begins at 1 p.m. Jump Fest on Saturday at Satry Hill in Salisbury. Now, also on Saturday, Germantown Claremont State Historic Site has their sledding party with a bonfire, snowman building, and refreshments at 12 noon. A talk and hands-on raw food workshop led by Joanna Sophia will take place on Saturday from 2 to 3:30 at the Pine Plains Community Room over the library. It's located on South Main Street. It's free. Registration is required at 518-398-1927. Cabin Fever Chicken Barbecue held by the Sharon American Legion Post at the Legion Hall in Sharon on Saturday from 4 till 7. $12 for adults, $6 for children under 10, free for under 5. A half a chicken, baked beans, potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw rolls, and dessert, all you can eat. Takeouts will be available. A rough cut documentary of a film in Witness Theater series will be shown on Saturday at 4 at the Scoville Library on Main Street in Salisbury. Throughout the fall of 2016 and spring of 2017, filmmaker Oren Rodovsky filmed a group of Holocaust survivors and high school students involved in the series, a drama therapy workshop that culminates in a performance of a play based on survivor stories. A Whole Lot of Love dinner going on Saturday, 4:30 till 7 p.m. at the Copaic Community Center on Mountain View Road in Copaic, New York. It's the fifth annual. For reservations, 518-329-2823 or bob258 at aol.com. Walk-ins are welcome. Chicken Parmesan or eggplant Parmesan, sponsored by the Church of St. John in the Wilderness at Copaic Falls. The Haverith Ensemble will present original world chamber music by Jeff Adler on Saturday at 5 at Soul Train Art Gallery, the Wish House in Cornwall. Proceeds will support the group's June trip to Poland. A donation of $40. A reception will follow for reservations, 860-435-2144. Stockbridge Norman Rockwell Museum has an opening event for the exhibit Gloria Stroll, Carn, Pulp Romance, a conversation with the artist from 5:30 till 7:30. And the Sweetheart Dance, the Canaan VFW Post 6851 on Saturday, 7 p.m. till midnight at the VFW Post. $10 a couple, $5 a single. Finger foods will be provided. There'll be a DJ. Everybody is welcome to this after dinner event. Now on Saturday night, it's the Snowball Dance. That happens at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury from 8 until 11. Music by Two Guys in Suits and Ties and K-Mac and the Cadillacs. $15 cover charge, age 15 and under free. It's all to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And then on Sunday, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association will wrap up with the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. The practice begins at 11 at Satry Hill, and the jumping competition begins at 1. More information at jumpfest.org. Don't forget, though, Sunday morning, the Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the Sharon Fire Department on West Main Street in Sharon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were down 1,032.89 yesterday, starting off today at 23,860.46. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 6,777.16, and the S&P 500 at 2,581.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.